I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo. I hope everyone's having a great evening, great morning, great afternoon, wherever you are. You know, guys, I really enjoy doing the news. I've had a lot of fun these days doing the news. It gets me in trouble from time to time, but still, it is a lot of fun to do it. You know, we're going to be talking about crossing quite a few subjects tonight, so we'll get into them pretty quickly. Following me tonight, also, you're going to get to see Michael Angley's Discovery Paranormal will be following us now. And also, not this week, but next week following Discovery Paranormal will be Sean Longhart with Mystic Paranormal. So you'll have two good paranormal shows back to back. You'll be able to check them out. And, of course, following them will be Spaced Out Radio with Dave Scott. So you got a nice, good, solid Thursday lineup. Christine's going to be moving on Wednesdays with me, so y'all will be able to hear her over there after UFO on the cover. So another good, solid night. Monday's good, solid. Tuesday's good, solid. So good, solid. Saturdays we're kind of messing with right now because I've been out and about a lot and traveling a lot. So that has been a little bit on the wayside, but actually we'll get back to that as well soon. So. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a good day. So, if I mean, there's been a lot of news. You know, I've been having a lot of fun watching the European news. Well, it's a lot of fun watching the Europeans and you know, Trump. And Trump looks like he is having a blast. And have y'all seen him? He's smiling everywhere he goes. I'm beginning to wonder if they gave him a smiley pill or something. I mean, no, really, seriously, the guy is smiling everywhere he goes. He seems to be having an incredible time. He's ripping people new asses all over the place. And he seems to be enjoying it immensely. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, a guy seems to be having fun. Go for it, Mr. Trump. You only get to be president once, so have a go out, have some fun, enjoy your life, and wreak havoc on the rest of the world. I got to be honest with you. I like seeing wreak havoc on the rest of the world. If you think I don't, y'all are crazy. They've been taking advantage of the United States for 40 years. Oh, Christmas cup, see, reindeer. It's, no, really. I mean, they've been taking advantage of 40 years. You know what's funny about America? And this is a real easy thing, America. I mean, this is really, truly, really, really and truly an easy thing to find out. You can actually go online and look up and see what the trade deficits between us. We have a trade deficit with everybody. Yeah, we're not plus with anybody. Yeah, we're sad. Obama made some really bad deals. Trump made some not so good deals. Bush made some not so good deals. And, you know, Trump's in it for us. You know, he's the first president I've seen since Ronald Reagan that's actually in it for us. Clinton kind of was, but Clinton had that evil bitch working with him. So y'all instantly think Hillary, right? What, Monica Lewinsky? Well, I guess we're not even going there tonight. We're just going to leave that alone. You know, but it's a blast listening to like BBC or listening to the world news or different news. Some of these people really like Trump. Some of these people just hate Trump. So I'm listening to public broadcasts and NPR, which I'm sorry, guys. Y'all used to be credible news. Now you're just kind of liberal news. And even though some of the reporters was really trying to be fair today, they just couldn't help themselves. So first thing I see is huge crowds show up for Trump at wherever castle he was going for dinner. There was about 100 people. Yeah, and I don't call that a huge crowd. This is more the liberal bullshit like we had to put up with during the election. Oh, Hillary's packing them in, even though you obviously Trump had much larger crowds than Hillary. All we ever heard was about Hillary's crowds. And then we're basically seeing the same thing. Well, just like that march the other day said how big it was, and then we all found out it was, you know, about 300 people. So they don't have the movement. The media is trying to make them look like they have a movement, but they really don't. I did enjoy the crop circle. Y'all seen the crop circle they put in a flight path of Air Force One? Yeah, he some guy went and paid one of the farmers to use his field to put a crop sign into it. Basically said, whore Trump. It's either Ukrainian Russian word, or that's what it looks like. And anyway, translation roughly means whore, but in general, they just consider it an insulting word, whore Trump. You know, he's been married 3 times. God knows how many women he slept with. I guess he could be called a whore. Sorry, Trump. It seems to be a truth. You know? Oh, I can't say that on the air. Never mind. Shoot, sorry, guys. I was almost uncouth and very rude there. Crude very minute. You got to be careful. Things don't slip out and get out there in the world. Anyway, he looks to be enjoying his trip. And then I'm watching NBC today. NBC goes, oh, and Kim Jong-un, there are just no show for the bone. You know, we're looking to get back some of our remains from North Korea. So NBC and Huffington Post making into this big thing about, oh, they stood us up, blah, 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 blah. So I'm listening to BBC World because I'm wanting to know what's going on around the world with Trump in London and all. And the London news is on, and they're reporting just the opposite. It's like, it's almost like the liberal media just, it can't help itself anymore. No matter what it is, they either got to lie or exaggerate. It's almost like they just can't tell the truth anymore. But anyway, it is fun to watch Trump having fun in Europe. Everybody say, oh, he shouldn't have tore up NATO. Like, yeah, he should have. The United States has been funding NATO for 40 years. Well, I'm sorry, for 70 years. It might be time for the other 28 member countries to put their fair share. And, you know, not that they're not all – I mean, there are 4 other countries that pay their fair share. But he's right. I mean, here you got Angela Merkel bitching at us about Russian Crimea, but yet you've given them the money to build the weapons to hold Crimea, Merkel. 1/3 of your natural gas is coming from Russia. How can you tell us you want to be defending yourself against Russia when you're stabilizing Russia's economy? You know, y'all supposed to be putting sanctions on Russia from Crimea and you're making deals. I mean, no, that's bullshit. She needed to be called out on that. Merkel's needed to be called out on a lot of things, and Trump's done it, especially the immigration stuff and the million refugees they let into the EU, which they still haven't recovered from. It's why there was such a bounce back. It's why they lost so many liberal seats in the EU, because of that. You know, too many of the countries are like, I mean, come on. Yeah, 3 Scandinavian countries passed new laws and actually write new laws on what rape is because the Muslim population didn't understand what rape was, the men especially. They probably wrote laws so they could get away with it. Yeah. Liberals are such retards. Excuse me. I can say whatever the hell I want. It's my radio show. You don't have to listen. Sorry. I can use the words I want to use. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to be arrogant. Well, actually, I guess I'm a little arrogant. But anyway, moving on. White House reports most welfare recipients able to hold jobs but aren't holding them. Well, generally when you give people free stuff and they don't have to do anything for it, they generally don't want to do anything for it. I mean, now I'm not sure where they get these statistics from and how they know this for a fact. I mean, with a 3.6 unemployment rate or 3.5% unemployment rate and a job participation rate up to the floor, you're really not, I mean, 3% of the country being unemployed is not that big of a thing, especially when the U6 is down to like 7% itself. So, yeah, people don't understand there's the U3 and the U6. One is the actual unemployment rate of people who had just dropped out and lost their jobs. The other one is for people who have been out of work for 6 months or more. Yeah, so you have a 3.6 on that one and like a 6 or 7 point something on the other. So a real unemployment rate in the United States is about 11%. The lowest it ever got under Obama was 22%. Total unemployment rate was 22% because of the U6. Because he had such a low job participation rate, he couldn't get anybody to work. And it's not like everybody was on welfare, so I'm not sure what they were doing. A lot of people were just staying at home. Maybe they had pensions put away, or maybe they had money stashed away, or maybe their spouse made enough that the other one didn't have to work. But a lot of people were out of the workforce under Obama for this full 8 years. See, that's what's so weird. Trump comes in. He starts cutting deals before he's even president. He's already brought more jobs back to the United States than Obama did in 8 years. I mean, he's got a lot of things over Obama from the get-go, and then there's North Korea and quite a few other deals going on, and he's wanting to balance the playing field with our allies and with our enemies, and I agree with him. You know, and everybody's hating him about Putin, but Putin's the second most powerful person in the world. Why are you going to shit on the second most powerful person in the world? Putin's willing to make deals. He's willing to give some stuff up to get some stuff. That's how he is. You know, unfortunately for them, you know, they had built the SU-57. They called it the F-35 killer. Well, it turns out that it's not very stealthy and it's not a very good killer. So Russia has ceased ordering its orders for more of them. Yeah, well, the F-35 is a badass plane. The S-22 is too. And then we've got a whole arsenal of other stuff just hanging out, like F-18s, F-14s, F-15s, F-16s. I mean, we got a lot of planes hanging around, and they're all pretty damn good jets. And with the Raptors, the new F-35s, and there's another new concept jet on the way out. I think it'll be out in 5 years. It's supposed to be stealthier, faster, sneakier. Matter of fact, it's either going to be, they're saying voice control, but I don't think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to be, you know, there's a couple of plane prototypes we have these days where it's not telepathic control, but somehow it senses. It does away with the joysticks. You don't. It's no joystick at all. You don't need no buttons. No. So you just get your heads up displays, and whatever you think is what the plane does. It's an interesting interface. We've had them for a couple of years. It's just, I doubt they're foolproof in any means. And can they be jammed? And what happens if somebody learns how to jam them? You don't have no joystick, and you're flying at Mach 3, or Mach 2, or Mach 1. I mean, you're pretty much dead anyway it goes. But it is interesting to see where these technologies are moving off to. I was enjoying, I mean, really, no, Glenn, I agree with you. Trump is having just having a great time. Glenn Beck has joined us tonight. Oh, yeah, he's had a great time over there. He's just having a ball. I might have to catch it. He's just smiling, and the first lady looks good. She looks happy. You know, she might like being back in Europe. She probably feels a little more close to home. You know, look, this woman come from overseas, married a crazy man, and became First Lady of the United States. I mean, she's the most powerful woman in the world. You know, they can say whatever they want about anybody else, but technically, she's the most powerful woman in the world. And it's, she whispering, Trump, nuke him, baby. You ain't gonna get none if you don't nuke him. I'm sorry, that was just wrong. Oh, I'm sorry, that was bad, Joey, bad. This was crazy looking. If you watch this video, this is actually a train. It's a derailment of a train when it hits floodwaters in Arizona. So you're thinking, wow, really? You hear floodwaters. You're not so much thinking Arizona. But here's this train is cruising through Arizona. When it hits this floodwater, it just derails the train, just basically floats it up off the track. It shows how powerful water is. It's an interesting thing. So this, I'm glad all these people got down safely. This is the plane that crashed into the side of the mountain in Alaska. Everybody survived, and they got everybody down. Just before a storm came in, a helicopter got everybody down. Plane's got a really good safety record. Obviously, the pilot's a good pilot because they all survived. I mean, he basically landed the plane on the side of a mountain. So you got to give him props for that, man. You know, it shows you what well-trained pilots can do, like the guy who landed the jet in the Hudson River and saved all those people. It's good to have good pilots is all I can say. It's an interesting article in itself. This was just, I tried watching your boy giving testimony today, and I was like, this guy was arrogant, smug, hateful. Like, I'm untouchable. You see, and this is what the DC has become now, where the politicians and the lawmakers feel like they're untouchable. I mean, here's a guy, you know. Oops, sorry. Something jumped up on the thing on the screen right when we were talking. Here's a man. He's a deputy assistant director of the FBI, Peter Strzok. And he's out here just laughing at Congress like they have no authority over him whatsoever. See, personally, right there, I think all law enforcement and all anybody who works for the government should be subject to polygraph. Plain and simple. If you're a government employee, you should be subject to polygraph. And if you don't want to be polygraphed, don't work for the government. I know the FBI still uses polygraph. I know a lot of the other agencies does, and I know the government uses for other things. So in this guy's case, since he says there's no bias, and he's so strong and there's no bias, take a polygraph. Let some good people voice stress him and polygraph him, separate people, and see what happens. Because he's obviously lying. His body language said he was lying. I mean, I took quite a few courses on that. And Actually, Jimmy, I took them because of the companies I work for. I used to do a lot of hiring and firing back in the day. And it's just stuff you had to learn. Well, you know, I was also really good at finding thieves. Sometimes I would go to like different stores and just pick up hours and hours of videotape and just go through it. You'd be amazed how many thieves I could find at high speed, no less. Yeah, I was really good at it. I got a knack for telling who's lying and who's not. And in this case, there's no doubt the guy's lying. You know, he's a Trump hater. He should have stepped down. He was pro-Hillary, so he should have never been allowed on the Hillary investigation, ever. You know, we're going to have to figure out a better way of doing things, because listening to him say, I wasn't biased. No, everyone thinks you were biased. Everyone, even the Democrats are having a hard time defending you as not being biased, dude. You got your crazy-ass, stupid liberals who, and your socialists, yeah, they're going to say, you're biased. But all the rest of the Democrats are kind of like, no, y'all really screwed up here. It's like trying to defend Coomey or Peter at this point is a waste of time. Even Rosenberg, it's kind of hard to defend now. I mean, there is some hanky-hanky business went on with the FBI, and it's a shame because Hillary should be in jail. Loretta Lynch should have been immediately impeached for meeting Trump Clinton on the tarmac. You know, there was just lawlessness amongst Obama's people, just incredible. I mean, Hillary alone, probably her and half her staff should be in jail. And, you know, we know Loretta Lynch should be, and we know Eric Holder should be for Fast and Furious. I mean, he lied. That's why he had to step down. Oh, yeah, he had to step down, because he'd have stayed in. The press would have never left him alone about Fast and Furious, and eventually he would have gotten impeached. Or he got Obama in trouble, whichever one. So he had to step down. That was a non-thing for him. Even now, he tries to stay out of the limelight. He'll throw his hat in every once in a while, but for the most part, he stays out of this. Because, you know, he's guilty of sin. He gave guns to Russian mobsters that ended up killing American citizens. Guns we were supposed to be destroying. Yeah, he should be in prison right now. That's another one. So I'm saying, it was just nothing but lawlessness. That's why every time I hear a Democrat say something about Trump, I'm thinking, really? Really? What kind of hypocrite you are? It's the reason one of the reasons I left the party. I mean, it's become a socialist, hypocritical party. There's no real guidance to the party. I'm listening to Schumer telling me today, I'm watching him on TV, we got a message. We decided that hating on Trump all the time is not the way to go. Duh, hey. A little late for that, though, I would say. Oh, we're going to talk about the economy. Really? The economy's booming. Now, you can't take credit for that. We're going to talk about immigration. Really? Immigration's going pretty good. And last I checked, the country's happy with immigration. Weren't real happy about the kid thing, but they're really happy about the immigration thing. Even Hispanics are. You know, he's scoring higher and higher every day with blacks and Hispanics. And that's one of the reasons the Democrats are panicking. I mean, he pulled a huge amount of black vote out last time, and now he's actually done quite a lot for blacks and Hispanics, so he's going to get an even bigger vote this time. You know, Judge Shapiro might be right. It might not be no stopping him in 2020. And as far as, Nancy, we'll get to Congress and Senate back and we'll impeach him. Really? That will start a revolution. You're not going to be able to impeach the president over liberal bullshit. The country is not going to go for it. Neither is the Supreme Court, for that matter. So you will find yourself at odds with the rest of the country. Y'all have been too hateful and too mean. The entire time, Democrats, you have acted like spoiled, rotten little children who had their candy taken away. You had your run for 8 years. You broke all kind of laws. You went ramping around doing all kind of stupid shit. And that's why you lost 1,040 seats, the White House, the Senate, and the House. That's why you lost them. And you have done nothing to prove anything different since you lost all those seats. I don't see you gaining seats back in other states. I think out of the 40 seats that were up this year, y'all got 4 of them back. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, I keep hearing, the Democrats landslide. Really? People who I know used to vote Democrat are not voting Democrat this time. So I'm kind of wondering where you're getting this. And, you know, the American Polling Company, which does straight out polls between 1,000 and 5,000 people, it's not like Pew who does 100 or AP or somebody who does 100 or NBC. They do real polls across all social media. And you can only take the poll one time. It's locked. Once a poll is created, nobody can change the poll. So the data is pure. There's no arguing about the data. And it's so far even right. Just like the News and the Flipside polls during the election were all running true to exactly what happened, even though NBC and ABC and Pew and everybody said, Oh, Hillary by 15, and the Democrats are going to take back the Senate and take back the House. They lost more House seats in the House. They lost more House seats in the Senate, and they lost the presidency. And they lost 1,040 seats amongst legislatures around the country. Trump has 31 governors and 36 legislatures. So 31 states he has governors in, and 36 states he has legislatures in. So the Democrats control 14 states. I think that's a rebuke of your power. I think you were slapped. Let me rephrase it. I think you were bitch slapped all the way back to your birth. And I don't think if you don't straighten out, you're going to find. And then now you've got your party wants to go socialist. Do you really think, Democrats, that you're going to sell socialism to the majority of this country? I mean, I'm sure you got your little Bernie Sanders movement inside the Democratic Party of one third. Now, remember, that's not one third of Americans. That's one third of Democrats, which to start off with only make up one third of Americans. So you're a third of a third. Yeah. It's not like it's a huge amount of people. And if you start going out there running around telling the rest of the country, like I'm hearing the girl who won, well, we could just, you know, if everybody would vote socialist, we could advance our country 10 years. Really, you stupid bitch. Show me one country anywhere in time that's done well as a socialist country. Just one. Anywhere. You can't, because none of them have. Socialism is a complete and utter failed experiment. I mean, Jesus, all you got to do is look at Cuba and Venezuela and understand that. It doesn't work. It's like communism. It doesn't work. Even in China, China's only half communist now. Their lower half, their government's really not communism. It's their upper half. The world has to change, and socialism doesn't work. So I don't even know why Democrats would allow this in their party. It's like, and she's saying she's a Democrat. Well, how could she be a Democrat if she's a socialist? Oh, well, she's a progressive. No, she's a socialist. There's a difference between progressives and socialism. I mean, if you'd like to go look it up, you can. For anybody who thinks there isn't, there is. Progressives are nutty enough, but nowhere near nuts as socialism. It just doesn't work. But, you know, I want to see her. You know, I love these politicians like Bernie Sanders. Because, you know, in socialism, everybody's going to basically drive the same car, and we're going to live in the same apartments and blah, 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 blah. Like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, you know how much Bernie Sanders' car costs? You know how much his car costs? $1.6 million. Yeah, he's driving around on $1.6 million. His camp with his 500 feet of beachfront, $700,000, $670,000, actually. Yeah, that's not how socialism works. Oh, no. It is really. The dictator gets everything and nobody else gets anything. That's real socialism. So maybe he is being true to his nature. That's bullshit. Democrats get hold of your party before you don't have a party. Damn, they threw off 2.5 million of Obama's followers. Uh-oh. You know, 2.5 million. That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, Twitter's dying. Twitter's for twits. Yeah, I closed both my Twitter accounts. Really, I'm not a big Twitter fan. You know, first off, 160 characters is just stupid. And it just seems to be for twits. Most of the comments I see over there are just kind of twitty, flighty. I'm not saying everybody over there is like that, but there seems to be a lot of it. And frankly, I don't have enough time for that. And of course, we all know that, you know, who got arrested. We're not going to mention her name. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was on purpose. I think that she did it on purpose because she hasn't, the big four haven't been covering her lately. And, you know, the one that said she had Trump, sex with Trump, yeah, we're not using her name. Now, she's the word that they're calling Trump in the God circle. Well, you know, she was booked in D.C. for a week. I think she did 2 days. She was supposed to be in Ohio for a lot longer. She's only been there for a day. Now, there's a lot of rumors for her that she really, really needs money so she can really, really pay her lawyer who's got to, you know, pay that $10 million in fines to the IRS and to his ex-partner before he goes to jail. I know. Why you keep a lawyer that's about to go to jail is beyond me. Mm-hmm. Mother daughter killed when 800-pound boulder hit their car. Oh, man, truck driver in custody. Okay, why is he in custody if an 800-pound boulder hit it? Did he knock the damn thing loose or something? This one right here, of course, y'all know who that is right there with his lovely self, Judge Andrew Napoliano. He's talking about what's-her-face, Lisa Page, not wanting to go testify. I keep calling her what's-her-face. Well, people are aggravate, man. I don't like keeping their names in my head. Called him her a little immature. This was just a sad story. There's no reason our baby should be gone. 10-year-old dies rescuing kitten behind dryer. I read it. I was going to read it to y'all, but it's sad. It's one of them things that shouldn't have happened. It's not really anybody's fault. It just shouldn't have happened. I lost a niece like that when I was about 12. They were actually outside playing near where the house was. It was in this little old New Orleans neighborhood. And, you know, in the old New Orleans neighborhoods, they got convenience stores and, you know, from the old homes and just random corners and little restaurants and stuff like that. But they were outside playing, and they were playing chase, and she was going to jump a fence. So she put one foot on a gas meter, one hand on the fence, and then grabbed the Crazy Cube ice machine with the other hand. So when she lifted up her foot, she grounded out, and it killed her. And, you know, it was just a freak accident. Yeah, the machine was improperly grounded, but it wasn't because of the person who put it in. It was just wear and tear on an old machine. And I'm sure that, you know, if I remember right, the family made out okay over it, but you can't really replace a kid with the money. It's just a sad thing. I did see Paul Manafort mugshot released after transfer to Alexandria jail. That's what happens when you brag that you got everything good. Mueller heard about it. He said, oh, no, buddy, we transferring you. That's not a way to get him to cooperate. That's just a way to piss him off. Yeah, I know, huh? You want to cooperate, you should have done something more than that. Trans teen wanted a name change. A judge called him a her and told them to mature. Yeah, well, you know, when you're legal age of 18, you can get the name changed. I'm not even going to argue about that. It's not a judge's job to decide that. That's when you're 18. Should be 21, but hell, 18 will work. You know, I seen this case today, and this it just stuck in my head. I was watching it on a television show. It was a crime show. And so this guy, he's at home, and he had been talking on the phone, walking around, had a gun in his hand, was walking around his house, and then he decided to go take a nap. So he put the gun on the counter, went and lay down in bed, and was taking a nap. And he heard some noise, like the door opened and closed, but he wasn't sure. And then he seen a shadow go past his door, so he knew somebody was in his house. So he jumped up, grabbed a gun, and went to walk in the hallway. And when he did, someone screamed at him and scared him. And when he did, he pulled the trigger. Well, it was his 11-year-old daughter. Now, they can say whatever they want about the guy. He definitely didn't do it on purpose. He will regret this his entire life. He ended up getting 4 years because he had a felony charge against him from earlier. So possession of a gun carried jail time. And they had hung the jury. So the prosecutor didn't want to take him back to court. So they gave him both charges, ran them concurrent, and he'll be out in less than 4 years. But he had just got through a big custody battle to get his four kids. So you know he loves the kids. But I don't know, man. Shit happens, and I don't even know how you get over that. You know, I just don't even know how you get over that. I mean, he could have got way longer. He could have got no time, but he could have got way longer. I agree, Denine, that it is kind of time, sir, when you lose a kid like that, but that's not what the court system feels like. Oh, I shouldn't say the court system. That's not what the district attorney felt like. Yeah, it's, and I don't know who's right and who's wrong in this. It's a tough one. I mean, it's because, you know, this girl did lose her life because there was a gun in the house, which it shouldn't have been there because he was a felon. So it's all in the way you want to look at it. But still, man, losing a kid is losing a kid. That's just a son of a bitch in itself. Earlier today, I'd seen a cool article about 16th century shipwreck off Florida coast is worth millions. That was a cool article. Y'all should read that to the tape. Every now and then, they just find a ship out there just worth millions. Well, somebody had sent me today a thing that they had found the Noah's Ark. Yeah, I'm very skeptical about finding Noah's Ark, so yeah, I'm going to need more proof than an internet article. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying. Moving on. Grandmother heard boy cry. No, no, stop in the bedroom. Then this man left town, Texas cop says. Now, this is a pretty rough story. You know, what's nice about these is when we're live like this, I can click them up like this. And, you know, somebody the other day said, I can't believe you're letting us read our own stories. You know, he sounds like a pervert. It's like the one that was in prison today. there was another guy got 55 years for being some kind of pervert. And a week after he was in there, some 19-year-old guy killed his ass. You know, life can be a bitch, and a lot of times, you know, that kind of shit happens. This was a good article, too. Your Excellency, Kim Jong-un writes a note to Trump. This is a good note. This is, this guy looks like he's trying to work with Trump. We'll have to wait and see, because it could be a kind job, but he's looking more and more like he wants to work with Trump. Of course, we're going to all have to wait and see. And then, you know, somebody sends me an article about Meghan Merkel breaks with royal thing because she was talking about abortion today. She better watch that. The royals are funny about that. You know, it is really, really funny about that. One of the Pew had put up an article today that that it said 44% of Americans thought that Obama was the best president in their lifetime. Yeah. You got to wonder about that, because Trump's currently has a higher approval rating than Obama. So how could he be? Yeah, it's what I'm saying. The liberals just, they can't help it. They just have to lie. Every poll I see has Trump between 44 and 55%. And what you see is liberal polls have him at 45, 46, which is higher than where Obama was at this time, and higher than what this poll says about Obama. The conservative polls have 55, 56, 57. But the average polls, like the one we use, the APC, American Polling Company, their polls have him about 51%. And that's probably where he is. And I noticed the APC poll and the News on Flipside polls in the election were right on the money. And you don't have to take my word. The polls are still available. We never take them down. We close them, but we never take them down. So everybody can see them, see where they came from, what's up. We have two different sites. We have the American Polling Company site, which you can find. Just type in American Polling Company. And then the old polling site on our News on the Flipside site, it's still available. It's still up there. You can go see what it said about pre-election numbers and how it all panned out and who won and who didn't win. They were right on the money. It's and of course, Democrats are going to defend Peter Strzok, which we all know. All you have to do is read the letter he wrote to his girlfriend, and you know he's biased. You know, he was pro-Hillary and did everything he could do to keep Hillary out of jail, including lie, cheat, and steal, and not go after Anthony Weiner's laptop. But he knew there was classified material there. I mean, he deliberately did this. We know this now. It's all facts. So I don't even know how he's allowed to deny it. He should be in contempt of court for lying. This is gruesome. Ex-member of Mexican Mafia recounts 2016 revenge murder. That was definitely gruesome. Sorry, it was my sister calling. I have to call it back when I get off the air. This is just stupid. Here, Michael Jackson was chemically castrated by his late dad, says singer's ex-doctor. Do y'all believe that? I'm just saying, yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard it. This kind of stuff just gets stupid. Baltimore, please stop noticing crime after Freddie Gray's death. In a wave of killings. No, that's not what happened. Okay. I told everybody what was going to happen. When what's her stupid name bitch decided to bring these cops up on charges, the city went wild. And I said, it's not going to stop. They think when the prosecutor brought them up, they think it gave them a mandate to misbehave. I predicted this well before this even went to trial, what was going to happen. And the crime's been steadily increasing, and specifically in Baltimore, like all other high crime cities, has two things in common. It's a liberal city and it's a black city. The majority of population is black and the majority of population is liberal. And in any city with those combinations, there is nothing but trouble. And it has nothing to do with people being of any color. It has to do with the policies that are running there. But that are the two coincidences. And you don't have to believe me. Go look it up for yourself. Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Atlanta. These are all liberal-controlled cities and majority black cities. Well, LA is probably half and half these days. But still, what are you going to do? You know, people want to get mad when you say stuff like that, but facts are facts. And you can argue all you want with whatever you want, but when you're talking just facts and numbers, you can't get around them. Washington, D.C., another high crime rate, majority black, majority liberal city. Why is it that the majority liberal cities are so violent? Because liberals promote violence. That's why. Just listen to them. Oh, we need to crash the economy so we get rid of Trump. Oh, spit in people's food, throw stuff at them, attack people. They provoke violence. I don't know when they became this violent, nasty party, but they have, and it's destroying American cities because they don't care. So you're going to have sanctuary cities and let crimes in. You're letting all kinds of people in illegally who are killing all kinds of citizens, raping. And then places like San Francisco now give you maps to stay away from the poop and the homeless. Really? I mean, come on. What does this country become? I mean, you know, when people say they want to succeed in California, I'm like, please don't let the door hit you in the ass. I mean, New Yorkers have nothing on California. Sorry, New Yorkers. I know y'all are all crazy too, but y'all ain't got nothing on them crazy West Coasters. Then people have lost their minds. And in places like New York and California, you can't understand why they're bleeding citizens. Really, California, you have the highest taxes of everybody in the country. You tax everything you can. Come on, you even have a cow fart tax. You just added a 50-cent gas tax. Gas is already high in the country. You're going to tack on 50 cents. You are ripping people off left and right. The majority of the state gets little to no money from the state. The cities that really get it is, you know, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland. They're sucking up the money while the rest of the state's getting kicked to the curb because they have to have the money. They have to have the water. So they're going to have to do something. I mean, people are not happy there. I mean, it's the first time since Reagan that a Republican governor's got a chance of winning. I know, huh? That's just a shock. It's even surprised he even got in. And not just there, quite a few Republicans got in out there this year. So people are tired of being taxed to death. Look, politicians, get this. We don't want the burden of the country on our backs anymore. Figure out another way to pay for your habits and your toys and your bullshit and your buddies and everything that you need to do. Find another way. Because the country just doesn't want to be taxed anymore. And you can see that because all America, come on, Trump's tax cut had 76% approval rate. Matter of fact, almost everything he's done, with the exception of the border children, has had a high approval rating. So I'm telling y'all guys, if you keep believing these liberal polls and you keep circle jerking yourself like you did in 2016, you're going to find yourself in yet another disaster. I know y'all don't want to realize the truth, Schumer. Oh, well, we can't hate on Trump. We've got to talk about other things. Well, I haven't heard any of y'all talk about any other things but Trump. That's all I ever hear coming out of any Democrat. Nancy Pelosi today at a weekly meeting. Oh, well, you can tell that Trump just hates America and hates everybody because he hated on all the allies, and now he's going to go kiss Putin. I was like, really? Well, I'd pay money to see him kiss Putin. Shit. That'd be worth the 5 pounds. I'm just saying. And she's talking about, well, he's got to have this, that, or this. I'm like, no, he doesn't, Nancy. He doesn't. Okay, he looks at him as a competitor. That's what he looks at Putin as. He said it himself. He said he's not evil and he's not whatever. He said he's the president of Russia and he's taking Russia's best interest at heart, just like I'm taking America's best interest at heart. And he said, we're going to butt heads on a lot of things. He said, but he is a competitor. He's not America's enemy. And he said, the world needs to stop treating Russia as an enemy before they become an enemy. You know, y'all forget. Yeah, America's the most powerful nation on the planet. But Russia's got a pretty damn badass military. So not near as big as it used to have, but it's still pretty badass. And with the 1.5 billion people living in China that has a protection pact with Russia, it could be one hell of a war. But for some reason, the rest of the world is like, well, well, we should just probe Russia. They need to give Crimea back. All right, guys. You know, taking Crimea the way they did sucked. What I think they do is need to make restitution. I don't think they should give Crimea back because Russia took Crimea because it needed a Black Sea port. Okay. When Soviet Union fell, it became vulnerable. Russia became vulnerable because they didn't have any ports over there, but it could keep their ships for getting them out and all. That's why they took Crimea. They needed it for that reason. And we still roll ships up in there, even though Russia considers its territory, we still roll it up there because we have a treaty with the Ukraine. But they're not going to give it back. So I would work more on what can we do to appease the Ukrainians for taking it in the first place? And what can we do to bring Syria to an end and maybe have and step in or phase out Assad? That's where I'd be working on this. And maybe, you know, getting Russia to stabilize itself a little bit so the rest of the world will chill. But right now, it ain't going to happen because we're blaming Russia for everything. All the Democrats can do is blame them because they lost. They lost because they sucked as a party. That's why they lost. You can blame Russia for a lot of things, but you can't blame Russia for the 1,040 seats they lost. They lost that over 4 years, the last 4 years of Obama. That's strictly on the Democrats. That ain't nothing but them. I know. It's bullshit. Oh, Papa John's chairman in trouble again. This poor bastard can't stay out of trouble. First, he gets in trouble for criticizing the players in the NFL, loses the contract with the NFL. And then he made some racial slur, which no one said it is what it was yet. So he stepped down as CEO, as chairman, actually. Trump's claims that NATO will boost the defense spending disputed. Okay. I'm going to give you this straight from the EU and NATO's leader itself. They said that everybody's on track to be at the 2% for 2024, but they agreed with Trump that it should be more like 3 or 3.5%. So they're going to be working on a new plan to make that happen. So, yes, he did get what he wanted. And for the media not to address, it's like everything else. It's like when he did the North Korea. This was an unprecedented meeting between a North Korean American leader, and our press treated it like it was shit. And then they wonder why America doesn't want to watch anymore. CNN's ratings are so low now, I'm not even sure how they're staying in business. And NBC's catching up with them. But, you know, when you have crazy people like Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow screaming at people just lie after lie, we get tired of hearing it. In the beginning, I had respect for both of them. Now I think they're both utter and complete liars. You know, so anyway, there's a lot going on with that, but, you know. This was also interesting that they opened this Emmett Till case back up 55 years later. I got to say, that was fascinating to me. Evidence from 55 years ago. I guess there's no statute of limitations. We'll just skip that one. Hey, look at that pretty flying saucer. Another pretty flying saucer. Yeah, they having a stormy thing. She looks like she's got the hots for Trump, guys. I think Merkel secretly got a crush on Trump. She's looking at him like, ooh, baby. Oh, baby, let me kiss you, man. Look at her, man. She's all but salivating. Oh, my damn. She's like, oh, Mr. Trump, you are hot. You might be the hottest American president ever. You know, women like powerful men. And you got to say, he's powerful. Merkel, put that tongue back in your mouth, girl. You only like sexy Europeans. Damn, you're just not his speed. Sorry. Oh, okay. You know, she kind of looks like an old Stormy Daniels. That was wrong. Anyway, we got to get out of here because Michael Angley's coming up next with Discovery Paranormal. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flipside Thursday's edition with myself, Joe Montaldo. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. If you're Gene, you're a Huffington Post fan. You're probably not going to like this show. Probably not. I'm not a big fan of the Huff Huff Poo Poo. Blacks are no longer America's most economically divided racial group. I could have told you that. I bet you it's Asians. Now, this one, before we go, we got to say this last thing. NASA may have burned the best proof of life on Mars by accident over 40 years ago. Yeah, by accident, my ass. Conspiracy theories abound. But when they do shit like that, it's hard not to understand. You know, it's easy to understand why the conspiracy theories abound. Well, we got about 3 minutes, and then we're going to get out of here. Like I said, Michael Angley will be coming up next. Yeah, see, NASA, this is the article I was just reading now. This is just ridiculous. When you read through it, you're like, come on, NASA. You're just kind of like, what the hell, NASA? But anyway, let's go look at this right quick. Dun, 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 dun. One of our other sites, International Community of Alien Research. It just has a lot of this stuff on it, so I was bringing this over there right quick. Hold on. Let's see. Here you go. Earliest evidence of human ancestors outside of Africa found. 2.2 million years. Yeah, no, huh? New analysis of potentially habitable exoplanets makes us hungry for better telescopes. Yeah, because they said there's a lot of them out there. They say because the addition to red dwarfs and the addition of moons, because now we realize that a lot of moons can be inhabitable around gas giants, the amount of inhabitable planets just went up through the ionosphere. It is crazy how many planets they think are out there that could have life on them now. So, whether or not it's intelligence, not the argument, whether it's life or not. See, for me, I think you're going to find that as you travel through space, life is the norm. I think any place it can take hold, it will take hold in whatever shape, form it needs to. I just think that life will make it. As long as it has a place to make it, it'll make it. So I really think, especially since we know the building blocks of life are all throughout space and being transmuted all over the place, I'm pretty sure you're going to find out that life's a lot more common than we think it is. I guarantee you, in our solar system, we'll find life on 5 or 6 different planetoids and planets. I would bet you $1 million on it. That's how sure I am. I'll bet you that we'll find some type of bacterial life on Mars. Or maybe even more than that. On several of the moons, I'm pretty sure we're going to find advanced life, meaning like fish or whales. Or those big oceans are oxygenated. They know it now, and they're pretty sure that there's something living in them. There's a shot of a geyser, the probe's watching it, and all of a sudden, underneath the ice, you see what looks like a shadow, a pretty big one, just cruising by. And maybe it was another chunk of ice floating by. There's no way of really knowing what it was, but it still was kind of like, whoa. Engines originally designed for NASA space shuttle is key to low-cost space plane. Oh, yeah, this looks pretty cool. I read about this. Anything's better. Them stupid capsules. Come on, man. Capsules were in the 60s. This is 2018. We got to be able to do better than that. I know all you companies bowing on wanted to cheat with the capsule thing, but I still think that's BS. This is a picture that I took with my wife about 6 years ago in a place called the Marigny outside of New Orleans. Actually, it's right next to the French Quarter. If you look, especially when you blow it up, when you look, from the ankles down, there's nothing. We didn't see this, by the way, when we took this. We were taking pictures of the neighborhood. We used to ride through the quarter and the old neighborhoods and take pictures at night for lots of reasons. And in this particular one, we were looking through the film, and this is what we've seen. And then when you blew it up, you know, you can even see in this picture, there's nothing from right above the ankles down. Yeah, a lot of people seem to think it was a ghostie. Nobody knows what the hell this was. It just showed up on the film. Yeah, no, crazy stuff. Whoa, look at him. Boy, isn't he pretty, huh? Yeah, I took that picture. No, I took that picture. There's lots of places around here to get good pictures of the alligators. This was actually taken with a Sony Mini. It's one of the DVD, I mean, not the DVD, the SD card. Oh, yeah, it's nice. And there's a couple of videos on my site. That's just pretty sunset. That is Dolphin Island. These pictures are being taken off of Dolphin Island, Mobile Bay. That's where it is. I recognize the thing. Oh, hey, that's... I forgot her name. Damn. Jerry Pittman, rest in peace. DeAndrew, rest in peace. That's Jaime Masson and myself. Damn, I was just a baby there, Lord. Beware of alligators. Do not feed. Oh, yeah, it's all over the damn state. That's my demon Diablo. Yeah, do not mess with Diablo because he will kick your Osman. Diablo does not play. His real name is Max, by the way. We just caught up. That's the old studio in New Orleans. Look at that. One of the old studios in O's in New Orleans. Yep. Yeah, look at it. Just going to town, working his little heart off. Yeah, now the studio here is different. This is an excellent picture of a UFO. Just places we go, beautiful areas we live in and hang out in, and we like to take lots of photos and share them with everybody. Oh, there's my two killers. Yeah, that's beautiful. Look at that UFO. Have y'all ever seen one like that? Is that not a badass looking UFO? That was taken in Stevensville, Texas. Yep, the All-Women's Conference. All the ladies there in a row. Up there's Joe hanging out with all the ladies. Bad Joe, bad. Oh, look at that. Y'all seen that? Look at that alien in there, man. Look at him hiding in there, peeking in the window. I know. But anyway, we got to get out of here. Coming up next, Mike Langley with Discovery Paranormal. Guys and girls, I thank you for hanging out with me today. I hope you really enjoyed the show. I'll be back next Monday. I'm off until then. Saturdays right now, we haven't suspended broadcasting on Saturdays, but we're not doing our usual lineup. So I'm on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And the rest of the network, of course, you get the Friday lineup. And all our weekday lineup is really good right now. But anyway, we got to get out of here. Thanks again for tuning in to News on the Flipside Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo. And until tomorrow, have some fun and enjoy your life. Coming up next, Discovery Paranormal with Michael Engle. Oh, and don't forget, starting next week, follow Michael Engle, Sean Longcart with Mystic Paranormal. And then, of course, Spaced Out Radio with Dave Scott. Good night, everybody.
Life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. At Virginia College, your success is our focus. We offer career training designed to fit your today and change your tomorrow. Many of our programs can be completed in as little as 9 months. So before you know it, you could have a new career and a better life. Virginia College. Career training designed for you. Find out more at vc.edu. Learn at the speed of life.
Find more fruits and vegetables for your health. Go to happyhealthy.ms for shopping tips and money-saving ideas. Hey, Mississippi! Happy Healthy is a campaign created to help you live a happier, healthier life. From the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Hey, Mississippi! This institution is an equal opportunity provider. Hey, Mississippi!